It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons have brought in another kicker and have signed him to the practice squad. Doesn't mean, again, that he is going to be the starter or kicking in Minnesota on
Release Watch is on
Sunday night, but they're not clowning around. And look, this is what it should be, but Parker Romo was in camp with the Patriots, and Mike, they signed him to the practice squad.
Yeah, man, a PTC lad, went to McIntosh High School and eventually, you know, makes his way to the NFL. We'll see where it goes. We saw the 49ers ditch their kicker. We'll talk more about that coming up in 4th and 1 after he didn't do his job. By the way, had to laugh today when my neighbor Kirby, who's a retired FAA, Carl, came to pick up the dogs to watch him for us today. He goes, man, Carl, giving it to Koo yesterday. He goes, and it's just funny. He goes, man, you got to lay off Koo. I said, well, he didn't do his job, Kirby. He goes, yeah, I guess he's right. No balls. It's just so funny to hear my neighbor who's in his 60s go, Carl's right, no balls. You missed it yesterday.
Kirby, thanks, man. Listen, we're all frustrated because we don't want things holding us back. Right. This is holding us back from living up to our potential.
And I said it yesterday. I wasn't trying to, you know, I know there's a couple of levels to this, but I stand by my comments. They had all summer yesterday to get this right. So there's an organizational issue. There's certainly an issue with the kicker. And, you know, now we'll see if whoever they're bringing in. Now, again, guy just said to me, what happened to Lenny Creek? Well, exactly. Lenny Creek really wasn't a legitimate competition.
Developmental. That's what they've said.
And our buddy, Big Low, you know, Low Country, was hitting us up on Twitter.
What's up, Low?
And I said, that's when I joked around. But, and I said, because I get it, not everybody speaks our shorthand. I said a public relations stunt because of the building of the brand internationally and trying to develop international players. That's all fine and good, but is he a legitimate kicker who can battle a kicker who didn't do his job and cost us games in the offseason? The answer was no.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll see where this goes, but at least they brought somebody in. And again, as I told the guys today, if I was the Falcons, as soon as Parker Romo got there, it would have been, hey, let me introduce you to everybody. Hey, cool, this is Parker Romo. First thing, right? Let's get this thing underway. Let's not clown around. We got to get this right. And for Falcon fans who are out there going, it's not a big deal, until you lose another game because your field goal kicker couldn't come through for you.
Right. And look, we'll ask Coach if something does break, if Romo aces an audition, no way to simulate game conditions, obviously, but he's trying to pay to, you know, get himself back in the league. We'll see. Will they close? Who got cut by the 49ers? Mooney?
Yes, they waived Jake Moody.
Moody. I don't know if they bring him in later in the week, because you guys know it's just it's a revolving door of guys that are either just got signed or just got cut. That's how the kicker's world works, right?
It does.
That's how Prater found his way to the Bills on a Friday after Bass went out for them. So all I know is you've got to, and we'll ask Coach, and I don't know if we'll get the answer, but I mean, they have got to get this straight, because every other game we play in, Carl brought up a great point yesterday, the Chiefs, every freaking game they were in was one possession or less.
It's tough.
It matters.
It does. 404-726-0929. He said after the game last night, his first career win, I just can't wait to go to war next week. That's what J.J. McCarthy said.
Against us.
Next week is Sunday night.
Yeah.
Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Look, I'm going to stand on it now, and I'll stand on it regardless of the results on Sunday. Our guy's better. Michael Penix threw for 300 yards, 42 times. He didn't look stunted, afraid. He didn't look like he didn't know where he was going with the ball. All quarterbacks have errant throws. He's going to do that. But when you talk about him being ready from the first time we saw him, and this was game 4 for Penix, until Sunday, guys, he looks the part. Mike said it yesterday. If there's one thing you can believe in, you can believe we got a quarterback. Now, I think He's better than the guy last night in J.J. McCarthy, right, who looked lost to me. And by the way, when you're 7 for 12 with 56 yards and a pick six through three quarters, you look lost. They gave him confidence, the Bears, by allowing him, Mike, to slowly work his way back into this game. And then you said it. At the end of the night, they get the dub. But the Vikings are a good team. And they were a good team before J.J. took over, okay?
Right.
Now our challenge is, can defensively, we challenge them down the field, Mike, make some explosive plays, run the football against this very tough Vikings defense. As we talk about last night, here was the pick six I was talking about for McCarthy.
Wants the snap, gets it. Full house blitz, throwing out to the left. It's picked up, down the sideline right, to the 40-yard line. He is history, baby! Leaving the Vikings, the taillights into the end zone for the touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! And a pick six for Deshaun Wright.
Now, that was a rookie mistake because it was a zero blitz. They brought everybody. You know what he did? I gotta get rid of it! And he threw it out there, and the corner was like, thank you very much. Mike, are we going to challenge this kid like that? Because, again, this is his second start.
Do we have the horses to do it? I mean, are we going to sell it out like that? I'd like to. You know, I think most Falcon fans have said over the years, no matter who the DC is, I'd rather die with blitzes than getting caught up in the zone.
I know
the zone is, I mean, sometimes a cover two or three can look like a prevent defense. It isn't. It just requires more pressure from your down linemen. We did not get the pressure. I know, guys, we'll talk to Arch about it here in about 15 minutes, but we just never got home. Close doesn't count. I know I'm not going to say hand grenades and horseshoes. It's just bull. You got to get Baker Mayfield on the ground. Get this guy on the ground. Shake things up. Pressure's got to come from the down lineman. Otherwise, you know, he can carve you up like any of. He's getting better, and he's got confidence from what he did in the fourth quarter. So in the locker room, you and I talked about it, man. The worst thing you could have had happen is the way this game ended for the Vikings for us.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell said at halftime, he looked him in the face and said, "You're going to win the game for us." And he said the kid lit up like, because he was lost. Guys, he was like, I don't know if I'm doing the right things. And all of a sudden, you come out in the second half, and he's got a great coach. Let's be honest. Here is McCarthy. This was the play that I thought set him off to Justin Jefferson. And Jefferson's one of these guys. You just throw it out there, right? Guys, he's a tough cover. I don't care if it's AJ, if it's Mike Hughes. We need to make sure we know where this guy is. They torched us last season. It was almost an embarrassment as the secondary lost communication. Here's the touchdown last night to Justin Jefferson.
Third down and five. Good protection over the middle. It's caught for a touchdown.
You're going to see two receivers kind of in the same area, about 5 yard separation with Justin Jefferson trailing Naylor. That's not good separation between those as far as a quarterback being able to see where to go with the ball.
Hey.
J.J. still threw it in there. And again, yeah. Justin Jefferson made the play. That's Troy Aikman, obviously, on the call as he's describing what, from a quarterback standpoint, what he was seeing there. But the Vikings win. And they're 1-0. We're 1-1. I said to Mike, I don't want to start 0-2. It's tough to start dragging your way out of these 0-2, 0-3 situations.
And we know it's Carolina, the Commanders, a bye in the Bills. I mean, it's a tough five-game sled, even though maybe you don't respect Carolina, even though they looked a little sluggish. They beat us last year. Touchdown, 60-yard drive, 50-yard drive, 68-yard drive, three touchdowns in a quarter for a guy, in all instances, as a rookie, because he never got to play last year, other than preseason.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So McCarthy's feeling pretty good about himself. You know that Brian Flores, look, we love what we've got in Penix Jr., but you know, you said, Brian Flores will dial up exotic looks, things that a young quarterback hasn't seen yet, and how does Michael Penix respond? The best way to beat that is to establish our run game. Can we do that with Elijah Wilkinson on the right side?
It's going to be one of the big questions heading into Sunday night. It's Dukes and Bell, 4th and 1, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's talk about other things going on around the league. Derrick Henry took the blame in the Buffalo loss. Ravens this week, don't know if you've looked, but we're into these kinds of things. They're a 12.5-point favorite. That's a lot. I don't care who you're playing. And I think they feel like the Ravens are going to be PO'd and go out and destroy a potential Cleveland team, Mike, that struggled last week. Here is Derrick Henry taking the blame.
Well, first of all, I got to take care of the ball. I told my teammates at the game, put the boss on me. I own it like a man. We emphasize taking care of the ball since we got back. It's a big emphasis, especially in our room at running back, taking care of the football, keeping it high and tight. Got lackadaisical, and they made a play, but you know, I put the boss on me.
Put the loss on me. And he had a monster game in that loss to Buffalo. So we'll see how the Ravens bounce back because, again, we're talking 0-2 with the team a lot of people have going to the Super Bowl. So
yeah, I mean, I'm just glad that he had enough yards before he fumbled, man. I won that fantasy league by 1 week. Man, no, Day-Day, I was sweating, man. I went to bed. They were up by 2 scores. I said it yesterday. I wake up like, what? And the first thing I jump on is my fail. won by 1.2 points in the Yahoo League, man. But anyway, but Derrick Henry will shake that up. But it still goes back to the clutch gene. And you and I have joked around about it. No, you're never going to have a – well, you may have a perfect game. There's been teams that have done it. But it's almost like Lamar and company have to be perfect to beat the Chiefs and beat Buffalo.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, man, Brian Daboll says Russ is going to be the starter in week two. People already clamoring for Jackson Dart.
Did you see the trick play they dialed up on a first and goal where Russell just gets blown up and they do a naked boot?
He was not good, by the way.
Dable's a pretty good offensive mind, and I saw some of the stuff they did against the Commanders. I'm like, oof, you're making it easy for Dan Quinn's guys.
No doubt. Here's Daboll talking about the starter in New York.
Do you intend to start Russell Wilson this week?
Yes. It's a tough game. Again, like I said yesterday, that game just doesn't fall on Russell Wilson. You got to do a better job collectively. Coaching, playing, but Russ will be the starter.
You know it. I know it. New York media knows it. Giants fans know it. Eventually, it's going to be Jackson Dart. But again, why do coaches do – well, Russell – see, that's the thing. It's one thing if it was Gardner Minshew, you know, or Joe Flacco was starting in New York. But Russell still has cachet. But does he? Is he the brand that we thought he was?
No, I think he's washed.
So that's the thing. So the beating of the drum for Jackson Dart's going to get louder and louder. But that's the thing. You've seen it before in other teams. Everybody's going to want to see the new kid in there, the new kid in town. And he's apparently looked pretty darn good in camp. We'll see.
One of the better games we got in week one. Week one was great, by the way. I mean, NFL fans, like, we had a great game. Sucked we lost, but we should have won. But all around the league, we had some really good games. That Jets game and Pittsburgh game was unbelievable. 34-32. And for those who didn't see this game.
Because you and I were at Mercedes-Benz. Oh, I didn't see it.
It was, look, and you know, for Aaron Rodgers, 4 touchdowns. But give credit to Justin Fields, guys. He played really good in this game. And after the game, Aaron Glenn, his new head coach, was asked about this. And, Mike, I said to you all offseason, if they let him play, if they let him just be a guy who uses his legs and all the things – and he looked really good. Here's Aaron Glenn.
Well, guys, that's who he is. I mean, I think each one of you guys were dogging him all during preseason about what he can't do, and I think he just showed what he can do. So, and we're all going to say this, that, you know, there are some things that he could have done better, and obviously he's going to feel the same way. But, man, this is a step-by-step process, and we know that he's not done with his progression as far as getting better. So the only...
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing that we're looking at is, man, just continue to be efficient, continue to be yourself, and don't let any outside noise try to distract you from what you can be.
By the way, Mike, they ran the ball for 182 yards. They torched the Steelers running the football. That's going to help Justin a lot this season.
A lot of folks, fantasy experts, so-called experts, thought that Breece Hall was going to be diminishing returns. Well, not in week one. Took a 60-yard field goal to beat Justin Fields. Unfortunately, they were all the way back, you know, total prevent. He couldn't really get anything going on that final drive with just 45 seconds left.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.